Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Ahem. I ate some chicken with hot cherry peppers during the break. Ahem. Yo.
Is it good?
Honestly, it was absolutely delicious.
And we
absolutely
sacrifice.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
But having some issues right now. Well, we're all good.
You're going to be good? Get the water?
The crew and you. Yeah, I do have some water here. Those cherry peppers were hot, man. We're going to bring our friend PJ Glasser on in just a second. Rob Mazzola, 20 minutes from now. Best Bets will close the show. But, Femi, we got a baseball game starting in, about 10 minutes here with the Dodgers and the Phillies. Game number 4 in Los Angeles. Dodgers minus 135, Phils plus 115. Total of the game is 8. I don't think we're going to go to 8.5, but this over has been getting bet all day. How are you betting the Dodgers and the Phils?
I'm betting the Dodgers. A hell of an effort last night by the Phillies. The top of the order finally woke up with Schwarber and Turner and Bohm and Harper. Great. They're not going to get it done today. I think that was just delaying the inevitable. The Dodgers are the better team. I think the Dodgers realize, hey, like, we don't want to have to go back to Philly on a Saturday night with that crowd. You don't want those problems. So I think the Dodgers have the urgency, and Glasnow gets it done. Minus 135 is a bet for me.
Yeah, what I said at the start of the show, I'm betting the Dodgers just to win the National League here. I like that price a lot. Almost even money, minus 105. I do like the Dodgers to win today. If they don't, I think they'll win game 5. So I like the price on the Dodgers here. So I do like LA as well. So Femi and I both rocking with the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Mazzola in 20, our best bets to close the show. And we'll bring you all the updated injury info. Jalen Carter, will he or won't he play? As we approach the end of today's program.
Some peppers, baby.
Some hot cherry peppers, ma'am. Joining us right now on the show to give us some bets for the football weekend is our BetMGM Network teammate, the host of Send It In, weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern, all social platforms on the BetMGM Network, the great PJ Glasser. On Twitter, we should have done the... Jake, do you have the music? If so, just play it. There he is. Glass is broken, and here comes PJ. Glasser316 says he's going to cash some bets on Twitter at PJGlasser9. What's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm okay. My football team, my NFL team, they're struggling these days. The Ravens. We were talking a little bit about that before I hopped on. But I'm doing good.
What's your thought on the Ravens?
I mean, they're in trouble. I'm pretty surprised, like, the markets are the way that they are, right? With them to still win the division and still make the playoffs. I know they're going to get all their guys back after the bye week next week, but I mean, they still have to go on the road to Green Bay. They still have to go on the road to Pittsburgh. And then the Ravens every year, they lose like a game or two that they have no business losing. So I think they're going to probably drop a third game. So at best, they're going to be 9-8. Maybe they win the division. But, you know, these people that are maybe looking to buy in when they get Lamar and all these guys back, I don't see it. I think they've dug themselves too deep a hole.
Will the Baltimore Ravens make the playoffs?
No, I don't think they will.
Do you want to, like, is that an opinion you want to take? Like, just like the little piggy.
No,
you want to take that opinion to market? Oh, you did take
it to market.
I bet
it. Yeah, yeah. I bet it. I got it 3-1, though. So I got a great price. I got it before the Chiefs game, I want to say, because I came on with you guys that week and I told you I love Kansas City. I didn't think they were going to win. And then Lamar got hurt, obviously. So he didn't play in the Houston game, and then they had all those injuries, but they're not beating the Rams this week. So yeah, I'd grab it now, because when they lose to the Rams, that number is just going to keep going down, but I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Wow. So PJ, very anti the Baltimore Ravens right now, 7.5-point dogs against the Rams this weekend. We'll turn our attention to college in a second here, PJ. Do you like anything in the NFL this weekend? Give us like one or two games that you like.
I love Seattle this week, you guys. Just outright, -110 against Jacksonville. I think that the Jags, you know, coming off a short week, that big win against Kansas City, one of the biggest wins of the Lawrence era, how they're going to handle themselves, I think is going to be really interesting. They've been a team so far this season that's really feasted off of turnovers. You know, four of the five games, they forced at least three. They had the pick six against Kansas City. Now, Darnold is obviously a guy that can turn the ball over, but I think that they're really going to lean on the backs, Walker and Charbonnet. And since Mike McDonald has been in Seattle, you know, when we think of the Seahawks, we think about the 12th man, what a great home field. Since McDonald's been there, it's actually been the complete opposite. They are a great road team, and they have not been good at home. They're like 3-9 against the spread in their last 12 at home under him as coach, and then they're 9-1 in their last 10 road games. So Seattle off a tough home loss to Tampa. They've already won on the road twice this year at Arizona, at Pittsburgh. I think they're going to take care of business in Jacksonville. I think, you know, getting a pick'em type game where I feel like I'm getting the better defense, the better quarterback, and the better coach, I like Seattle in that kind of game. And then going to the Rams-Ravens game, guys, going back to that, Rams team total over, I like a lot, 27.5. Just keep fading the Ravens defense. They're going to have no answers for that Rams offense, especially off an extended week. And the Rams just lost to San Francisco as big favorites, right? So they're not going to take the Ravens lightly, and they're just going to have no answers for that LA offense. So Rams team total over, Seahawks money line, two favorite bets this week.
That is the PJ Glasser. I wish Mike McDonald was the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens version of his NFL bets. They're betting Seattle and also fading the defense of the Baltimore Ravens. I like it, PJ. Let's talk college football, though. Your other team, they're playing pretty well. Alabama beat Georgia, beat Vandy. Why be concerned about Diego Pavia? They're going to cover the spread at the end of the game. Now they're taking on this Missouri team. The point spread's down to 3 on the road in Columbia. How do you feel about the Tide this Saturday?
You know, it's a tricky game, right? On paper, Missouri does a lot of things that should give Bama a ton of issue. You know, we know Bama has that great passing attack. Ty's played terrific at quarterback. They have the three great receivers. Missouri's got a good secondary. They get after the quarterback. And then on the other side of the ball, Bama struggles to stop the run, and Missouri's got a terrific running back in Ahmad Hardy. Bo Pribula is a really good athlete at quarterback. The problem is Missouri just like hasn't played anybody this year. And Drinkwitz, since he's been at Missouri, like they just don't win these kinds of games. So even though the line is telling you to bet Mizzou, Bama's coming off two huge wins against Georgia and Vandy. They got Tennessee on deck. Like it's a noon game on the road. Mizzou's off a bye. There's a lot of things that would tell you to bet Mizzou in the game, but I kind of think Bama's going to win. So I haven't bet it yet. Maybe we get a 2.5 potentially. If we get something under 3, I might look that way, but I do like the Tide to win.
How are you betting Red River with John Mateer's status kind of hovering around this game? Some people think that he might be able to play. Some people think he's not going to be able to play. 17 days out from surgery. He's been pushing to play, according to ESPN's Pete Famel. How are you betting Red River, OU, Texas, Longhorns, laying 1?
Yeah, I like Texas. And Femi, I hope Mateer plays because I think it would be a mistake to rush him back. You know, guys, he had surgery on his right hand, right? So not only like gripping the football is going to be difficult, throwing the football. And I know Arch has struggled, but Texas still has a really good defense. And the thing about this rivalry, it feels like the last decade or so, however you feel about these two teams going into the game, usually the opposite happens, right? So it feels like most of the time Texas comes into this game and they're the better team. They're kind of riding the high, and Oklahoma usually plays up to Texas. And this year it's the opposite. And look, Texas's season's on the line, right? They lose this game. I mean, they're not making the playoff with a third loss. So desperation with Texas. I think if Mateer plays, I actually like it for Texas. Their defense is still elite. And I just think they find a way to win the game. So I'll take the more desperate team with Texas there. Red River should be a good one, though.
This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our BetMGM Network teammate PJ Glasser, who you can find weekdays from 1 to 1:30 on Send It In here on the BetMGM Network. What about the big noon kickoff game, PJ? Ohio State in Champaign laying 2 touchdowns against this Illini team that, of course, we all saw the Indiana result, but a really strong performance against USC a couple of weeks ago. Who wins and what's the point spread? Like, what are you looking at from the side standpoint here?
Yeah, I'd lay it with Ohio State, man. -14.5. They're on a different level than Illinois. It was a nice win for the Illini beating USC, but I was on with you guys previewing that game. You know, I mean, that's just more about Lincoln Riley and USC never playing well, never covering spreads when they have to go to the Central or Eastern time zone. Ohio State, their defense has been unbelievable so far this season. I think they're really going to give Illinois a ton of issue. And offensively, I think they're going to give Illinois is going to have a tough time stopping that offense. So I like Ohio State. -14.5. I usually don't like laying that big a number on the road, especially in a top 20 matchup, but I think Ohio State is just head and shoulders above Illinois, so I think they roll that one.
By the way, we have some news that North Carolina has suspended an assistant coach for like recruiting violations. Armond Hawkins suspended for violating NCAA rules related to extra benefits. He has been placed on leave. Armond Hawkins would be the textbook definition of fall guy. Just my opinion. We'll see what happens with Bill Belichick in the days and weeks to come. Glassman, Oregon and Indiana and Eugene. Oregon about 7.5-point home favorite. How are you betting that game, if at all?
Yeah, I think Oregon this week, you guys, is a great money line parlay piece. If we get down to 7, I'd probably look at laying it with the Ducks. Since Cignetti has been at Indiana, he's only lost to 2 teams, and they were the 2 teams that played for the national title last year, Notre Dame and Ohio State. His team is so well coached, they don't beat themselves. But when they go up against like the top tier of college football, when they go up against teams that just have all this NFL talent and they don't really have the staying power to hang in the trenches, that's when they tend to falter. We saw that against the Irish and the Buckeyes last year. So I think they can keep this game close for a half, but then third quarter, early fourth, you're going to start to see the Ducks pull away a little bit. So I like Oregon as a money line parlay piece. And if we were to get a flat 7 with them, I would look to lay it with the Ducks.
What about USC and Michigan?
I like USC in that game as well. You know, you get unranked USC who's favored at home against Michigan. So right there, that kind of jumps out to you. But look, USC's coming off a bye. Michigan played last week against Wisconsin, so they have to travel now out to L.A. to take on USC. And Lincoln Riley, ever since he's been in L.A., I mean, it's been as simple as just when they're at home, you bet USC, and when they're on the road, you fade USC. And to me, this is another one of those games. It will be interesting to see how USC handles Michigan's rushing attack, because USC has really struggled against the run this year. Justice Haynes has had a fantastic year. His prop number, you guys, is at 105.5. So that kind of tells you what odds makers think he's going to have that kind of day on the ground. Bryce Underwood keeps getting better and better, but I like USC at home off of a bye under a field goal, I think is a good bet. So I like the Trojans.
How about Auburn and Georgia?
Like the under in this game, it's hit 9 of the last 11 times these two teams have played. Auburn's offense has not looked good so far in SEC play against Oklahoma and against A&M. And then I think Georgia's also going to struggle a little bit. You know, they've struggled against teams that can really throw the ball, like Tennessee and Bama. Jackson Arnold just isn't quite there yet as a passer, and he's got terrific receivers, but he just hasn't been able to utilize them yet. So I don't think Auburn's going to score all too much. And night game at Jordan-Hare is a tough place to play. I think it's going to be similar to that Bama-Georgia game, you know, 24-20, 21-17, somewhere in that range. So I like the under in the game.
Give us, PJ, a best bet in either the NFL or college football, something that we have not yet talked about here in this interview.
Yeah, let's go to like a group of five game. I like Air Force this week, you guys, against UNLV. I'll take Air Force plus the 6.5. I'll take them on the money line as well. UNLV, Dan Mullen's the coach for UNLV in his first year. They're 5-0. They're having a nice season. Air Force, they've lost four straight games. They have one of the worst defenses in the group of five. You know, against Navy, that those totals are always like in the 30s. It was in the 50s and it went over easily. So Air Force's defense is horrendous, but UNLV has a look ahead spot next week against Boise. And I think they'll be looking ahead a little bit to that game. Air Force is a team, very high variance because they do have a good offense, but they have a terrible defense. I think the fact that that number will not touch 7 and they're giving you UNLV 6.5, saying a lot. So I like Air Force plus points. I'd take some money line. I think they win that game outright.
Any plans to meet up with Tyler Morales this fall for a football game?
No plans yet to meet up with Tyler.
Tyler wrote in our chat that he would like to be invited to a game. What game would you invite Tyler to? 10 seconds.
We can go like Bama LSU. We can do that game.
Tyler?
I'm there.
So, like, PJ, like, will you, like, text Tyler or no? Or will, be honest.
I mean, I'll have to look into it to see what flights and tickets are. But, yeah, if we can make it work, I'll text them.
That sounded like a no. PJ, great job. Send it in tomorrow 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
PJ Glasser joining us here on the show. On the other side, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola. Best bets for week 6 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all of our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Eagles and the Giants on Thursday Night Football. And we should be finding out at some point in the next 25 minutes or so if Jalen Carter will be active for tonight's game for Philadelphia. They activated a defensive tackle a couple hours ago. The Eagles did from the practice squad. Not the best sign for Jalen Carter, but we will see. And we will give you all our bets for the Eagles and the Giants at the end of the show. But joining us right now to give us his best bets for week 6 in the National Football League, celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, our friend, founder of The Hammer. And The Hammer has been doing, and like I say this on the air, but I've also said it off air, doing awesome work this season. Not that they haven't in previous seasons, but my honest opinion, buddy, is that, like, it's been stepped up to another game this season. Forward Progress is the YouTube channel with tons of great NFL betting content. Our guy G-Stack George with a daily injury update that sifts. It's so hard to find this stuff, and he's got it all for you, like, laid out. It's exceptional. So the Hammer, Forward Progress, BetStamp. Congratulations, my friend, to your Blue Jays, deserved winners over my Yankees. Also, can't wait for you to be the 51st state. Welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's going well. I was telling Femi this before the show, but it's, you know, 6:22 Eastern time right now. I'm still hungover, Nick, from last night. Like, my head is throbbing. I just was crushing beers after the game last night. I'm too old to be doing this to myself, but it feels great, man. Like, sports, when your teams win, like, you got to enjoy it. And this year has been pretty magical for the Jays. I hope it leads to a World Series run. But yeah, felt great. And I'm on top of the world right now.
Not that they can't beat Seattle if that's the matchup, but man, I'm sure you'd love for Scooble to shove tomorrow and get Toronto-Detroit in the ALC. At a 7-game series against the Tigers, I think Detroit would be up against it there. And I think the Blue Jays go to the World Series for the first time since Joe Carter in 93. Yeah. That'd be something else. Yep. I think we get it if Detroit wins tomorrow. All right. National Football League, my friend. So I always say, you know, Rob sends me his thoughts. So those are the games we do first. Let's start with tonight's game. Eagles and Giants. Eagles 7.5 right now at BetMGM, and I think, like, we're basically, like, in between the two numbers, right? Depending on where you're looking, the total is 40.5. Rob, how are you betting Thursday Night Football? Eagles and Giants.
So I hate saying stuff like this, like when you bet a better number and then it's moved to a point where you haven't. So I did bet the under 42 in this game, and 41 was my cutoff. You might actually see some buyback to the over if Jalen Carter doesn't play, and I would play the under at 41 if it gets bought back. I don't see this as being a great spot for offense. Obviously, for the Giants, it's very predicated on the fact that Jackson Dart hasn't been able to move the ball downfield. He can use his legs fine, but this is a Fangio defense that's going to confuse him quite a bit. They're very limited on weaponry, obviously, on the outside. It's not like Darius Slayton is good, but he's a receiver, so not having him around, it kind of hurts them. The other side, Philly's offense, it just isn't it this year. And they gave Saquon 6 carries last week. I feel like they're going to give Saquon a lot more carries tonight. And the Giants' run defense hasn't been great this year. Now, it's not as bad as it's been in terms of success rate and EPA. But I think the Eagles will really try to manifest the running game and try to finally get that going, because they haven't been able to do that this year. So personally, I see this being a low-scoring affair. In terms of the side, I think it's totally fine, but this is one of those weeks where I'm not a huge teaser player because the teaser prices have gone up, you know, year after year, but you got a lot of favorites that are in this type of range at 7.5, which you can tease together, starting with the Eagles tonight, and I think that's a pretty decent option.
All right, so Philly down to -1.5, a thought for Rob, Thursday Night Football on the road at the Giants. All right, let's go to Sunday. What do you like with the Steelers and the Browns in Pittsburgh? Steelers, a 5.5-point home favorite, total 38.5. And also, Femi earlier in the show said that if he were forced to choose between one of these two quarterbacks, like to be his quarterback of an NFL team, he would pick Dillon Gabriel over Will Levis. Your thoughts on that, and then thoughts on Steelers-Browns?
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch as much college as you guys do. So I'm like working off of a very small sample on Dillon Gabriel where I'm like, yeah, you know, he made some good throws. Is this going to happen going forwards? I have no idea. Aaron Rodgers is as washed as it gets. But the reality is they're kind of utilizing his strengths, which is making a good read quickly, getting the ball out of his hands and just letting the receivers do all the yards after catch. And with the Steelers, that's kind of the way to attack the Cleveland Browns, is you don't let the pass rush go off. You got to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands really quickly. And when we see people hold the ball for too long, like when Cleveland played Jordan Love, for example, they're going to wreak havoc. But in this type of game, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the low ADOT for Rodgers works in his favor. Now, I played some Pittsburgh in this game. You guys have mentioned it for sure on the show, like the scheduling spot for Cleveland. It's really hard to figure out what it's worth, but it's a third straight road game, fresh off a London trip, facing a Steelers team off a bye, going to get Joey Porter Jr. back, going to get Alex Highsmith back. Like, this is a situation that's unprecedented. It hasn't happened in the NFL before. It's a brutal scheduling spot for Cleveland, and I think that factors into the equation more than some people think. So I hate betting the Steelers to win by margin usually, but I like this matchup for them, so I laid it with Pittsburgh.
That was very kind of you to skate past the Will Levis, Dylan Gabriel question to not hurt Benny's
feelings.
Because
he agrees, that's why. Yeah, you know, he agrees.
I know Rob doesn't agree.
As a guest on a radio show, this happens to me all the time. I do a lot of radio. When I get put between two hosts and I have to be like the tiebreaker, I want nothing to do with that. Like, that's a Joey K thing where he picks a side and you're like, I'll tell you what, Femi, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm too nice. Yeah, I'm too nice a guy. Yeah.
Typical nice Canadian. Two pieces of news here, then we'll go back to the NFL just very quickly. Mike Garofalo of NFL Media, friend of the show, speculating that Jalen Carter will be inactive. We'll find out for sure in about 20 minutes. And Pete Thamel of ESPN reporting John Mateer is going to attempt to play on Saturday for the Sooners against Texas. All right, Rob, Chargers and the Dolphins on Sunday in Miami. Chargers about a 4-point road favorite, total about 43.5. How are you betting this game?
Another game where I bet the under. This was very much predicated on the fact that you have a Miami team that cannot generate explosive plays at all anymore. Like, there's just nothing downfield. They play very slow, methodical. Like, their biggest plays are Jalen Waddle 15-yard in routes down the field. They can't generate more than...
Okay, so I think Rob's internet is hiccuped here. We'll see if we can get Rob back here in a second. Mike Brown, just keep me posted on what's happening with Rob. And Jake, just be ready to call Rob in the event that we need to. So Rob was saying that he likes the under in the game with the Chargers and the Miami Dolphins. Emmy likes the Chargers in the game. I like the Chargers a little bit as well, but obviously a little concerned about this Los Angeles Chargers injury report, specifically in the offensive line, without Joe Alt and without Rashawn Slater. All right, so while we wait for Rob's internet here, Jake, I would say just call Rob. Now let's get Rob on the phone here to do the rest of the interview. I know Rob wants to talk about the Chiefs and the Lions on Sunday Night Football. That'll be the next game we ask him about. Femi, I think he was being pretty nice to you just now by not answering that question about Gabriel and Will Levis.
You know what? I don't need the confirmation. I'm standing on my opinion. I just, certain quarterbacks lose you football games. And yeah, Dylan Gabriel's limited and probably has the arm strength of you and I, but hey, you know, he's not going to turn the ball over. We'll at least have a fighting chance with a good defense.
I like how you say that with confidence. Like, he started one game. Like, he may end up turning the ball over. We will see. So Rob is back with us here on video. So Rob, you were thinking that you like the under in Chargers Dolphins. Just in the interest of time, let's move on, because I know you have strong thoughts on Sunday Night Football. What do you like with the Chiefs and the Lions at Arrowhead on Sunday?
Yeah, so I've played a ton of over in this game, and I know it's been steamed up a lot, but I don't even think it's high enough yet. I also have some Chiefs, but I'm less strong about that. The cornerback situation for Detroit is very dire. Like, if you were to list their depth chart at the beginning of the year and you were to list their four best cornerbacks, they're probably not playing this week. And that's a problem. They do have some veterans there that can step in, guys like Rock Ya-Sin, Avante Maddox, but these are big downgrades. And KC's finally been able to move the ball. So personally, I just think that this is going to be a really high-scoring game. Kansas City's turned into an over team. The defense is not what it was in previous years. So I see a lot of points in this game. And I have this game at 54, just over 54 is a fair total.
Yes, currently sitting at 53, and there's a 52.5 out there in the market as well. We have a double dip on Monday Night Football. You like the Bears Commanders game. Washington right now, a 4.5-point favorite, that total sitting at 50. What's the bet in this one?
Yeah, so I bet Bears, and it was the first bet I made this week. I'm not as strong on it now, but the logic behind betting the Bears was the bye couldn't have come at a better time for them when you consider the injuries that they had. Right tackle out, Colston Loveland out, Grady Jarrett out on the defensive line, TJ Edwards was out, Kyler Gordon hasn't played a game yet this year. So for me, it's like you potentially get back five starters in this game against Washington, and they might still be down Terry McLaurin. I think that these teams are more equal than the market indicates. Now, the Commanders will probably be able to run the ball on the Bears, and that's what scares me. The Bears' run defense isn't good. But as the year's gone on, Caleb Williams is getting a little bit more comfortable in this offense. I'm not saying he's good. He still misses some throws. But to me, I think 4.5 is still a valuable price on Chicago, and I think the bye week came at a good time for them.
All right, lightning round. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
London, Broncos, 7.5-point favorites against the Jets, 43.5.
This is a great spot to use a Broncos in a teaser as well. I try to make a case for the Jets, and it's really hard. I don't see the path to success. Garrett Wilson's going to be covered by Pat Surtain. They just won't be able to move the ball in this game. So it's Denver or nothing, even though it's a very expensive price.
The Colts are starting to get bet right now, Rob, but maybe Kyler Murray doesn't play. He hasn't practiced yet this week, Wednesday or Thursday. Whispers that he's not going to play on Sunday. Indy at BetMGM, at least, Rob, is close to going to 7.5. Jacoby Brissett would start for the Cardinals if Kyler can't go. Total in the game is 47, and that total's coming down with the Kyler news. How are you betting Colts-Cardinals?
Yeah, so I think that the market is anticipating Kyler Murray not playing in this game, another DNP. I'm going to have a really long conversation with myself this week, because depending on where this goes to when Kyler gets ruled out, Arizona may be of interest to me. I know the offense hasn't been good, but now, like, we're starting to price Indy in a range that is where they are an extremely good football team, and they might be, but I'm not going to be able to get to the price I think that's likely going to be there when Brissett is announced starter. So I unfortunately might end up on the Cardinals this week.
Also, the Cardinals, all they do is play close games, and they lose, but the games are close. I think I'm going to like Arizona as well. Your Cowboys, Rob, visiting the Carolina Panthers, Dallas 3 on the road, 49.5 the total.
Yeah, you guys remember that when Bill Belichick used to put out those injury reports for the Patriots, and they would be like a mile long, you just list everyone as questionable? That's what the Cowboys injury report looks like right now, but it's real injuries. It's not fake ones like the Patriots were filing for years. It's real injuries against the Carolina team that is fairly healthy. So I understand what Dallas did to the Jets last week, but remember, they played ahead for the entire game. And it's very different when you're in that type of game state. I'm not betting the Panthers, but I seriously considered it. The 3.5s were bought up. I would, if I had to pick at 3, it would be Carolina or nothing for me in this particular game. I'm just not ready to buy. I mean, the Cowboys are playing well, but I see those injuries, and I'm just like, they cannot be priced like they are right now. I'm having a real hard time with my own team.
6 games left, 3 minutes here. Let's do 20 seconds per if we can. Pick the winner of the game on Sunday, Rob, in Duval with the Jaguars and the Seahawks. Total of the game, 47.5.
Yeah, so I'll pick the Seahawks, but I will say that this is a game where you have to very closely monitor injuries on the Seattle defensive side of the ball. I think DeMarcus Lawrence will play. That's good in terms of edge rush. Secondary's in shambles. Seattle plays a ton of too high. Jacksonville's going to have to move the ball methodically down the field. Trevor Lawrence makes too many mistakes to do that, in my opinion. So I like Seattle in this game. I've already bet some. I will add more if they get a favorable injury report.
Pats laying 3.5 at the Saints off the upset win in Buffalo. Total 46.
Yeah, strongest opinion on this game is towards the over. I make it 46.5, so there's not much room there. The only issue I have is that neither of these teams generate explosive plays. They're two of the bottom three teams in the league in terms of explosive play rate. But I do think New England's going to be able to move the ball on New Orleans. New Orleans generates no pressure. And when you force the Saints into a passing game state, they can light it up as well. They have Olave Shaheed on the outside, lots of speed. Christian Gonzalez limited today. That's the one that popped up out of nowhere as well. So a slight lean to the over here, Nick.
Raiders laying 4 against the Titans, 41.5.
You know, I came so close to clicking the Raiders today, and I just said, I'm not going to do this to myself. I'm not. Like, what? They've shown me nothing. They don't have an offensive line. They can't generate pressure from anyone other than Crosby. I get that the Titans are really bad, but since the Titans' O-line's been healthy, Cam Ward's taking fewer sacks on a weekly basis, fewer pressures. I think the market move is right here. And ultimately, I'm just, you know, I wrote it somewhere on a notepad. It's not here in front of me right now, but like, don't bet the Raiders, so I can remind myself over the course of the week. That's where I'm at.
You need the Raider, the Geno Smith shot collar. I need one too. 15 seconds per. Rams 7.5 at the Ravens, 44.5.
Can only ever be Rams. Can only ever be Rams. This might be heavy rain and wind, though, and that's my concern when you're laying a big favorite, because 25-mile-an-hour winds with heavy rain, that kind of brings the game a little bit closer together, but it can only be Rams for me.
Any desire to bet Joe Flacco and the Bengals getting 14 in Lambeau?
No, there's desire to bet the opposite side. Are you kidding me? This guy's got to learn the playbook in 3 days. He's a complete stat. Green Bay saw this guy 3 weeks ago, and they annihilated him. What is he going to put? And they don't have the Browns defense. They have the Bengals defense. No, I have a desire to lay the other side.
And 5 seconds. Everyone likes Niners plus 3 at Tampa. Do you?
I lean that way, but the injuries are bad. I mean, I lean Niners. Yeah.
Rob is the best. comes on the show, hits every game. Subscribe to Forward Progress on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast feed as well. You're the best, my friend. Good luck with the bets. Go Blue Jays. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
How gracious am I? And I'm a New Yorker, too. Our best bets.
Yeah, you're going to give him a bonus, aren't you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including Cubs Brewers, Game 4 of the NLDS, and of course, the Giants and the Eagles on Thursday Night Football. And we do have a big piece of breaking news before the official actives and inactives come out and we get to report everything to you. Mike Garafolo of NFL Media just tweeted, retweeted by Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, Eagles star defensive tackle Jalen Carter inactive for tonight's game. Jalen Carter will not play for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is inactive. We'll bring you the impact in the betting market in a second and all of our bets. But first, the aforementioned thank yous. Three tremendous guests joined us on the show. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, BetMGM Network teammate PJ Glasser, and pro sports bettor Joey Knish. Thanks to all three of our guests. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake Hassan, associate producer, Addie Bates, and our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath. And Brad does this thing off camera when I start doing that intro where he smiles like he's getting ready to come on camera. And I always appreciate it. Brad Evans, the host of BetMGM Tonight, with us now. Brad, happy Tequila Thursday, my friend.
Amigos, bartender, pour the entire group a stiff drink.
Oh, absolutely, I'll be passing on that one. What is your best bet, Brad, for Giants-Eagles coming up tonight?
Oh, this one's for the sickos listening out there. Jahan Dotson, I'm taking the over on 8.5 receiving yards. I grabbed it earlier today at a -110 juice. Last I saw was at -120. Would still slap the wallet and pay the extra 10 cents. The guy's running an appreciable amount of routes, 25 per game for Fly Eagles Fly. Now, he's only seeing two targets per game, but he's averaging 15.7 yards per catch. And he's facing this Giants secondary that's middling, according to the advanced data. They're number 18 in dropback EPA defense. 18 in total wide receivers have gone for at least 9 receiving yards against them this season. Going to get a lot of Cordell Flott in coverage, who's given up 12.1 yards per catch. So Jahan Dotson, make me some dollars, baby, on the over 8.5 receiving yards. Hopefully it's going to be a one catch cash tonight.
A little OCC. Yeah, you know me. One catch cash. I love that. You take that one on the house, my friend. The great Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Have a great show tonight with Ryan on BetMGM Tonight.
A.J. Brown to lead the game in receiving yards at +145. I'm out! out.
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. BetMGM tonight follows us here on the BetMGM network from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We will drop the dope-ass beat in moments and get to our bets, but first, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, with some submissions from the real ones on YouTube and Twitch, their best bets for Thursday Night Football. Bill, what do we got?
Let's get into it, Nick. Let's start with Brian Van Gorder's mustache. Theo Johnson, over 3.5 receptions, no neighbors, no Slayton, and seems to be Dart's favorite target. I like his anytime touchdown at plus 400 and his receiving yards at over 30.5. Maybe parlay all three and get nuts. How about Jason Davis? He's in line with Brad Davis. Jahan Dotson, over 8.5 yards. Giants have slowed tight ends this year, except Ferguson, including Kostos' call on Kelsey. But the third wide receiver has had targets. One-off schedule dump pass to Dotson should do it. And we'll finish up with sports wager. Jalen Hurts under passing yards and a Hurts anytime touchdown. That's plus 325. This defense is too strong, but I can see a Dart turnover, which gives the Eagles a short field. There you go, from the real ones.
I love that. Thanks to the real ones for the submissions. I see that that's a same game parlay. Hurts under and the anytime touchdown. It's like, if that's the anytime touchdown price, like.
Yeah, I'm all
socked
over that.
Away some we've socked away some money for my daughter's like college fund.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to make a withdrawal if plus 325 is the bet. That's my bad. Thanks to Sport Wager. Thanks to everyone for the submissions today. If we didn't read your submission on the air, keep them coming. We will get to them as the season moves along. All right, time for our bets. Jake, please drop the dope-ass beat. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's BetMGM Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager does not win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Subscribe to the show in podcast form. Follow us on YouTube and Twitch. All right, Femi, let's clear baseball and then we'll spend a ton of time on the National Football League. Brewers and the Cubs, game 4 in Chicago at Wrigley. Brewers with a chance to close it out and move to the championship series. Peralta v. Boyd, Brew Crew minus 120 on the road. Cubbies even money, total of the game 7.
Yeah, this is the Brewers for me. Give me the better pitcher in Freddie Peralta. Give me the better team in Milwaukee. I liked the Chicago Cubs in the game yesterday. Felt they can get one. They got their one. The Brew Crew, they get it done, and they advance to the NLCS. I laid minus 115 while we were in the break. I like Milwaukee to win.
I like the Brewers also. I've bet them for the series. I've been betting them every game. Didn't go great yesterday. I think it'll go great tonight. All right, Thursday Night Football. Femi, at BetMGM at least, nothing's moved off the Jalen Carter news. We are still at 7.5 juice towards the G-men. The total is 40.5. How are you betting this game tonight? Again, Jalen Carter inactive for the Philadelphia Eagles. Guys, do we have more actives than inactives? Please type them in the chat. What do we got?
Yeah, I'm with you. I like your team. I like the New York Giants plus 7.5. This Carter news, I think, is massive. This is going to at least allow the Giants to potentially run the football in this game. And I think that this Eagles passing attack, it's just completely off. And I don't think they're built to win by margin, even against one of the teams like the Giants that's one of the worst in the league. So I took the 7.5. I think the Giants keep it close. Eagles probably win, but this will be a competitive game.
I just checked on Twitter, the Giants and the Eagles Twitter accounts. No actives and inactives posted. We know Darius Slayton is out for Big Blue. N'Kobe Dean is going to make his season debut for the Eagles. Jermaine Illuminor is the big one that we want to check for the Giants. They're starting right tackle. Rookie Marcus Bowe would play. And I like him. He would play if Illuminor is not active. I bet the Giants earlier today, plus 7.5. The rationale that I gave earlier in the show was, Phillies guard Landon Dickerson is out. And he's officially inactive, as is Carter. So the Eagles inactives are here. So Landon Dickerson's not playing. Tyler Seen is filling in for Mekhi Becton. Becton's in L.A. with the Chargers. I don't think these guards are very good, and I think the Eagles' offensive line is a good amount worse this year than it was. Last year, hard to be as good when they were one of the best offensive lines we've ever seen. The Giants, I think, will get pressure up the interior tonight, and I think the Giants can impact Jalen Hurts in this passing game. It is far from one of my favorite bets. It is not a huge bet for me, but I do like the Giants at price. Has to be 7.5, not 7. Giants plus 7.5. Actives and inactives out for the Giants. And Illuminor is not listed. So Jermaine Illuminor will start at right tackle for the Giants. Darius Slayton is out, which we knew. And obviously Malik Nabers is done for the season. So you might be wondering, okay, like who's Jackson Dart going to throw the ball to? We're going to have answers for you in the prop segments coming up now. So the Prop King will be with you here in moments. But first, Monday, a setback for a big comeback. So Femi's Island had hit 4 straight Island Game first touchdown scorers. Travis Kelce was a square one on Monday night. You can't win them all at these big prices. That's all right. Because Femi's back. He's got his passport. He's chilling. He's got his daiquiri or his Mai Tai. Maybe even his Mick Ultra. He's ready to go. Femi's Island, first touchdown scorers on a Thursday.
Get back onto the island after what the prop king said with a minor setback, and what a game that we have to go ahead and do it tonight. The Eagles with their star-studded roster going against this Giants team. Well, in this matchup, the wide receiver two is the one for you. George Pickens, Tyquan Thornton, Quentin Johnston, Rashid Shaheed have all cut touchdown passes against the G-men. So tonight, the Slim Reaper is ready to explode, and he'll be knocking on the door of the G-Man, Devontae Smith, at 12-1 to be your first TD scorer. And for the Giants, I need a running back with fresh legs to run through the terrain of the island. A running back who can turn 5-yard gain into a 50-yard gain. To quote the great Eric Abadu, you need to call Tyrone Tracy at 19-1 to be your first TD scorer. So it's Devontae Smith and Tyrone Tracy, and I'll see you on the island.
The Eric Abadu reference is unbelievable, man. Good stuff.
Let's cash a ticket, man.
Yes, so hopefully Tyrone Tracy gets home. Great stuff from Femi on the island. Tyrone Tracy, Devontae Smith, the two Femi's Island first touchdown scorers. All right. Very quietly, as Femi's Island has been, you know, upstaging the Prop King. Very quietly, the Prop King clawing back into respectability after a brutal start to the season. Things are getting better. Let's keep it rolling tonight as we kick off week 6 with thy Royal Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, pigs. Just want to say something. Jake could have false started there with the way I paused, and he didn't. Jake has put himself back in contention tomorrow to win Nick Kostos' money. Mm. That was a good job by Jake. That was a bad job by me, and Jake rescued me. I just want to say that. Great job by Jake. Yardage prop for tonight. We have seen Saquon Barkley in the receiving game for the Eagles. At least 3 targets in each of the last 3 games. Giants getting killed by opposing running backs in the passing game. How about Amarian Hampton a couple weeks ago? Kamara 4-for-28 last week. Kendre Miller 1-for-8 last week. Saquon Barkley over 15.5 receiving yards tonight against my New York Football Giants. Anytime touchdowns. Grant Calcaterra is out behind Dallas Goedert, which means next man up for the Eagles at tight end is their tight end two, is Kylan Granson. Kylan Granson, anytime touchdown, but look, let's go deep. How deep? Don't answer that. Leatu's brother. I actually don't think that's true. Cameron Latu for the Eagles, their third tight end. I have bet him anytime, first and last touchdowns at massive numbers. These are small money bets to win a lot. And for the New York Football Giants, they're going to be running lots of two tight ends here. So let's play Daniel Bellinger, Cody's brother. Daniel Bellinger, anytime touchdown tonight for the Giants. I don't like Bo Collins or Jalen Hyatt. That does it for the Thursday edition of the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Until then, I'm Nick Kostos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go G-Men.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.